Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition, 31st day of May 2006. Last time it'll be the 31st day of May 2006 ever, ladies and gentlemen. So make it a good day. We're here with the French Connection today. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host. And it's great to have you here. IamTheWitness.com is the website. Lots of stuff on that website, ladies and gentlemen. We work hard to try to fill up the space with interesting articles and news items. And it is a site to inform, a site to motivate, a site to change your view on the world. And often it is very difficult for myself and my partner, Eric Huffschmidt, to find quality interviewees. We have offers from people that we choose not to put on for whatever reason, or it doesn't work out for whatever timing situation. We've lost our interview for today. His name, Mr. Turner, not the colonel, the other fella. His name's Neil. Very, very well-read gentleman, extremely well-researched. I tested out his information. I told you what we usually do when we have people on the French Connection is I get we meander through subjects. I can get a taste for their opinion. And then I go and check on some of the points they tried to make and see if it bears out. And that's the first litmus test of the quality. And then what happens next is we have a second visit with a subject more pointed. And during that conversation, of course, I do another investigation after the fact, and I do some work beforehand to be a good interviewer. And if you can pass the muster, then you're able to start adding to the body of evidence that we've been able to dig up, to drum up, you know. When we look at this, you know, this battle and the people that are trying to lie through us, and the puerile nature of the way they go about the things they do, especially this group that I talked about yesterday. My goodness, you might think there's about 15-year-old delinquents over there or something, but you know, they've been putting F me on the website and all this other nonsense that you couldn't even imagine, and say I'm a hate monger. And the fact is, most of these people are liars, and they're working for Zionists. I had a photograph sent to me by this guy named Stokum or whatever, Eric. And him dressed up in a birthday box, wearing his Star of David. He's a metrosexual, skinny little geeky flamer guy. You know, he just looks like a little wuss. And he's there. Of course, he could probably just badger people on the telephone all day and spins his lies, talks about his crop circles and the nonsense, and the Black Pope, and hate those Muslims, and spins the lie out to infinitum. And then, you know, when the truth started hitting these people between the eyes, I guess they didn't plan on having people actually show up at their forum and tell the truth. They figured, you know, they could just spew the lies out and spurious kinds of accusations about different groups, and that would suffice for a forum. And what saddens me the most about all this is how many duped dim bulbs they've got. You know, they got a few thousand people going to that thing every day, and I can't imagine how a few thousand people would follow these puerile fools. I can't even believe it. But you know, you look around. we're not educating our public anymore in America. We're training them to be sheeple. So I guess this is part and parcel of that development, ladies and gentlemen. Because you know, what happened to hard-hitting journalism? What happened to investigating the facts? What happened to finding out where the information leads you? And how about having the courage to stand by conviction? You know, these are the kinds of things that are sorely lacking in the country, and I have to tell you, I don't do this for fame nor fortune, and I'm not particularly the most friendly guy in a guy you'll ever meet. I don't have a whole host of friends, to be honest with you. I'm a kind of a guy that likes to enjoy what I like to do, but when I saw these kinds of things happening to the country, and you all know that I've sacrificed my health for the nation, and I've given up my father for the protection of the country, when I found out that we had both given up huge amounts of our lives, well, one, my father gave up his life for lies, I got really angry. Really, really, really angry. And now, you know, it's going to be impossible for them to extinguish this anger without them being defeated. So, you know, and frankly, they'll probably try to do something to extinguish me, you know, a Gary Webb type of thing, which wouldn't be surprising to me at all, especially since we're getting more and more traction for our truth here, for our evidence. But, you know, that would be a blunder like all the others they've made. It would just explode this message, of course, and make everybody in the country more aware than they are now. It wouldn't be at 10 or 15 or 20,000. It would be at 200,000, and I think that would certainly be the beginning of the end of these people, which I happen to believe that it's going to come to an end anyway. It's not going to be pretty, in my view, sadly. It's going to have to come apart at the seams before we can stitch it back together, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have to cut out the rot. And we're going to have to identify the criminals, and we're going to have to make our way here. So one of the things that I think is important for everybody to do to win this battle is to network with people who you can identify with. Go to the MySpace. See, MySpace gives people an opportunity to take a look at other people doing research and writing blogs and adding their voice. And I guess right now, you know, I don't want to, you know, organize a meeting. I can't come to the United States anyway. I'm certainly not safe traveling around the world, and I certainly wouldn't put myself in undue risk. It just doesn't seem like a logical thing for me to do. But you know, when you look at this Alex Jones thing today, with he's having the Zionist Deniers Conference there in Chicago. That's not the kind of thing we need to do here. What we basically need to do is stay well informed and well connected to one another, and help grow the size of our movement. Now, along the way, you people, many of you have written me letters saying, "What do I do?" Well, start a website, start a blog, call your friends, start having them listen to Ben Friedman again. Of course, Ben Friedman is going to be a key to this because he's so sincere, and the information is so telling. And it happened so long ago that you can't deny that what's going on happened exactly like Ben has spelled it out. And then when you start looking at current events, it knocks you right between the eyes, ladies and gentlemen. It's undeniable. And you can throw Rosenthal at them, or Untermeyer, or Fagan, or even, you know, start listening to Pitcock and many others who have kind of mirrored that stuff in the modern sense, more up-to-date information. But and then take a look around you. And take a look at the criminals. Take a look at, you know, George Bush just replacing two goyim in his administration with two more Jews. Josh Bolton last week, and this other guy from the American Enterprise Institute. I forgot how to pronounce his name anyway. But it's unbelievable that his entire leadership of the executive offices of our country's poser president are Jewish, almost all of them now, not 70%, I think it's probably closer to 80 or 90. And I'll look at the influence of AIPAC in the Congress. Look how many Jewish members of Congress we have. They're in the many dozens. These people are in only 2% of our population, ladies and gentlemen, 2%. How the heck did they become in control of everything? And they're in control of the drug companies. They're in control of the boards of education, and they're in control of the city governments. And it's frightening. It's sickening. Sickening. And what's more sickening is that the country is still not interested in fighting what they've got planned for us. They don't want to do it. They would prefer to just, you know, do the ostrich thing, the ostrich dance there, and stick their head in the sand and make believe this stuff will go away if they just, you know, ignore it. Well, it's not going away. In fact, it's getting more and more desperate as time goes on. And I'm going to ask Eric to put up the next installment on the website of the Mogambo Guru. He just wrote a new piece. I love that guy. He just writes really well. It's a real enjoyable read. He's an economist. His name is Richard Doughty, and Richard Doughty can write a great story. Mogambo Guru, Eric's going to put that up so you can read that. But so, you know, people always want to know what to do. Well, forums are an important part of how we do this. We need to get our message further afield. We need to challenge liars. We need to expose them. We need to place them into a very embarrassing light, because shame and embarrassment is often a good tool to getting people to make mistakes. It really is. They overshoot their decision making when they're embarrassed or when they're ashamed, and you can get them angry and they start blowing it. You know, they make bad decisions, and that's what happens a lot of times when Eric and I were dealing with these people. And then you follow the rat's nest, follow the rat right back to his nest, and you can see who else he's canoodling with over there, and see what he's doing. And anyway, the other thing is, you know, start a blog. Make a bumper sticker for IamTheWitness.com if you like, or the MySpace numbers. I mean, I didn't make one because it's an expense. You know, of course, we're on a small budget over here, so I haven't authorized the making of bumper stickers or anything. But if you want to do that, or produce banners, or hand out flyers, or mail them, or drop them in mailboxes, or tell you know, people at work, have discussion groups. Any of these things are going to help forward this message, because look, it's certainly not going to happen because I'm doing it by myself. Eric can't make this stuff happen alone. We need you. We have wonderful people working on our behalf. It's a very large group, ladies and gentlemen. We're not small potatoes. We are a very large group of people. We have people from throughout the world. In fact, I am on a 500 hit a day Swedish website. I'm on a that's the principal stuff is I Am the Witness. If you go to this site, 500 hits a day in Sweden for the I Am the Witness. We have people from Russia learning this stuff, Malaysia, South Africa. We've got people, Muscatine Blair's people are listening over here. We've got people from down in South Africa. And, you know, many people wonder about the veracity of some of the guests that I've had, and I got to tell you, people's take on certain issues, you know, don't necessarily make them a bad guy, so just keep that in mind. It's when I listen back at the files I've done with certain people, and are they speaking truthfully? And I mean, I know the truth because I've dug through the mess. I've read through the stuff. I've looked through the documents. I've looked through the connections. I've connected the dots. And when they get on my program here and discuss these facts accurately, you know, I got to say, okay, well, got to give somebody a buy on that call. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, so much happening here in this world. You know, they're going to start this new oil bourse in Russia. It's going to happen by probably the start of next month, because the ruble is going to be traded internationally as an international currency. And they're also starting an oil bourse. And so are Iran. Iran's going to get their oil bourse started very shortly. And so is Venezuela very soon. And take a look at this stuff. I mean, America gets seniorage from that. They get a little kickback from the velocity of the money. And each time somebody changes hands with a dollar bill in this world, the American government gets a little bit of money for that. Well, when people start making transactions outside the dollar, hold on to your hats. And that's already beginning to take place, because nobody wants to be the man standing when the music stops. You know, I don't want to be that guy, and neither do these countries and the rest of the world. Of course, many of these countries are all controlled by these international bankers as well. You don't run an international nation that does business worldwide without having the control given over to these people. It just simply won't happen. So, you know, this is not a lively rant today, because I'm not feeling lively today, but I am feeling informative, and I want to let you all know that this stuff is a doable thing. We can beat these people. We can rise to the top of this fight, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, they've built their entire organization on lies, deception, usury, criminality, obfuscation, crime, and abuse, and we have not done any of those things. So we are a much more attractive option than these people. It's just going to take effort, perseverance, and patience to get this thing underway. It's one of the problems I have is I'm not a very patient guy. I like to see results right away. I like to see things, you know, executed and in operation within moments, and it never happens that way. And I have had to learn to be more patient with the efforts we make. But they do bear fruit. So don't give up hope. There are people who I'm hoping will return to this fight, you know, that have had fought for a while, got tired of it, and now they're starting to see movement in the country. I welcome you back. It'd be, it's great to have that choice, you know, to come back and still fight, because the country is still in one piece, so to speak, and we can come back and maybe fight another day here. But I'm going to tell you something. At some point in the near future, I fear the country is going to be in turmoil. It can't stay afloat. It just won't stay afloat. Financially, it won't. And that's going to precipitate the changes that I am telling you about right now. It's the financial side of things. It's going to implode. Why? Fiat currencies always implode. They do by design. And the fact is, America's fiat currency cannot survive this round of change. It just can't. So we need to be there as the right option and the right choice for people when this stuff goes south. That's basically it. So spread the word. Darryl Bradford Smith, IamTheWitness.com, or IamTheWitness@Hotmail.com if you'd like to send me a note, a message. PayPal at the top of the site if you'd like to send us a donation. $1, $5, $10, $20. We don't care how small it is. We prefer it small. Interestingly enough, with the 10,000 people we've got every day, you'd be surprised how few people send any money in. It's almost nobody does. I don't know if they think we can do this for free, but they can't. And so, you know, a small donation, all of these things are going to help. And your good graces and good effort and goodwill, it's going to make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Don't stop. But to remember one thing when you're working. If you look around you and people are turning away from you for whatever reason, don't bother with them. Go move into the next person. That is a rule of thumb for people who are coming to the truth. Basically, make your pitch. If they turn from you, don't waste any more time on them, because basically what you'll be doing with any effort after that is alienating them. That's what I'm going to tell you. What you need to do is you need to speak to somebody. If you find them receptive, then you go to the next part. Then you go to the next part. Then you start telling them about the website. Never, ever, ever allow yourself to get caught up in forcing someone into this truth, because what will happen with that, ladies and gentlemen, is you may be making an enemy, or you may be turning somebody who we could have maybe got enlisted sometime in the future away permanently. So you have to understand that people who are resistant to this have their own set of beliefs, and what's going to happen is you can't assail people all in one day. So take it slow, be paced about it, don't force it on people. This is not about making people understand your truth. It's about teaching people. Bring them to it Socratically. That's the right way. And we will build a large enough following to make a difference. And that will happen, ladies and gentlemen. And you can take a look at the list of these Zionist denying conference that's going on up here in Chicago, and there'll be another one up here with Alex Jones and his band of bonehead liars over here. You can see what they're going to be doing in Los Angeles soon. But take a look at the list. Most of them are Jews. The others of them are obfuscators, and that's a fact. And they've probably got a few duped speakers peppered in there with them. But take a look at those people, and you'll get to understand just what we face. This is a tough slog we've got, but we can do it. So, this is Darryl Bradford Smith saying, be well, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.